My name is Chris Johnson. I had a pretty interesting experience a couple of weeks back. Now, if you've listened to the podcast a lot, or if you know me personally, you know that I'm not talking to any of my fucking neighbors. Occasionally, though, there are people who fucking chat me up. I will never understand this, but like people will fucking talk to me. There's this dude, he lives at the building like right next door. Like if I'm looking out my window, which I am as I'm fucking speaking to you, I can see that building. I can see it. I can see the side of the fucking building. It's right fucking there. It's like 20 yards away. I don't know if that's accurate. I'm not really good at distance, but it's pretty close. I can fucking walk over there. I could be over there in 30 seconds. This guy's got a little dog, which is how I fucking know him. If you have a fucking pet, I will know you as the person with that particular pet. There's people that live across the hall from me. I don't know them. I don't speak to them. They're a couple. I know they have an orange cat because I see that motherfucker in the window. So they're the fucking orange cat people. The people below me got this fucking dog that I want to strangle. They're the annoying dog people. Now, I love fucking dogs, but this rat bastard will just fucking bark sometimes. He'll just fucking bark nonstop. Like, if they leave the apartment, this motherfucker will bark from the fucking second they walk out the door until the second they fucking come home. What is going on, bro? What are you doing? One time I was even like going out for a run or some shit, and I saw him like in the window, and he started barking at me like, would you shut your mouth, you fucker? They're not fucking here. Maybe if you weren't such an annoying asshole, your fucking family wouldn't leave every now and then. He seems like a pretty pleasant dog when his fucking family's around, so I don't want to be too rough on him, but like, I will say that I've banged the goddamn door and screamed shut the fuck up before. Like a normal, well-adjusted adult human being. It's not that bad though. He doesn't do it very often. I think he's like settled down over the years. But like, motherfucker, when they first got that piece of shit, I wanted to fucking punt him like a goddamn football. Well, there's this fucking guy in the building across from me. He owns this really little dog. I don't know what kind of fucking dog it is. It looks like a fucking miniature some shit, but it's like a little bulldog or something, but it's never gotten any bigger. Like, I was like, oh, that's a fucking cute puppy the first time I saw it, but it's never gotten any fucking bigger. So I think it just might be that size. And this dog is a fucking maniac. He goes ape shit or she goes ape shit any fucking time she lays her fucking eyes on me. Now, I run a lot, so, you know, I'll fucking suit up and run outside and shit. And this guy just, like, sees me run. And for fucking some inexplicable reason, that is enough for him to fucking chat my ass up. Like, if he sees me, like, going to take the garbage out or going to my fucking car and he's out walking his little dog, he'll be like, hey, man, you're the guy who runs, right? Motherfucker, like, you know the answer to that fucking question. Why are you asking me that fucking question? I hate when people fucking ask questions they already know the answer to. Like, you see some other asshole with long hair and a fucking beard, like, just wandering around. You know who the fuck you're talking to. Like, yes, I'm the person who fucking runs. You know that. You know the answer to that. And then I gotta be the fucking asshole, be like, yeah, that's me, man. Like, pretend that he doesn't fucking know when we both know that he knows. Jesus Christ. It's just fucking annoying. I don't like that. Just say like, hey man, I see you running around. So like, he'll chat me up about like running sometimes, but he doesn't do anything. He's always telling me that he's disabled, but he seems to be moving around just fine. Like, I don't know what the disability is. Now, I mean, who knows what the fucking disability is? Like, I'm not trying to mock the guy or anything like that, but like, I never would have guessed it. He's always walking his fucking dog. He's a fucking big dude. He looks like he's put together. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, whatever, bro. Like, cool. Good to talk to you. Let's never do this again. Well, I'm taking the recycle out the other day. The recycle's like across the street. And I'm coming back and his fucking dog starts barking at me. He's sitting on like his little porch, his little awning there. And like, the dog starts going apeshit. So then he puts the dog in the house. And I was like, okay. He's putting the dog in. He doesn't want that little bastard to go fucking nuts. And then he's just like, hey, hey, hey. He's on the phone. He's like, fucking puts his phone away. Starts calling out to my ass. I'm like, what, bro? What's going on? He's like, you the guy that works out? Again, we've had this fucking discussion. You know the answer to this question. We've already established this. He's like, I got some stuff. Some stuff? What the fuck does that mean? Some like supplements that I don't want to use. And I thought to myself, like, I have no fucking interest in buying like supplements off this fucking strange asshole. But this is a pretty fucked up situation. I want to see where this is going to go. Like, what's going to happen here? He's like, you know what, man? Let me show you. Come on in the house. And I was like, come in the house? So I walked right through like his double doors, like right through his window and into his fucking living room. I thought about that scene in Training Day when Denzel Washington takes Ethan Hawke to fucking Smiley's house. I think his name was Smiley. I don't fucking know. He's like a gang leader or some shit. Not that I think this guy's a fucking gang leader, but like, I just thought about that. For some reason, I just thought about that fucking scene. Like, he's going to take me to his house to get fucking killed. That's how I think of every fucking stranger. I think every stranger is a fucking maniac. I'm always worried about anybody in any fucking situation. I watch enough fucking Law and Order, fucking true crime shows, true crime podcasts. I know what the fuck's going on, so I'm always afraid that somebody's gonna kill me. So I started thinking about Training Day. Ethan Hawke got out of that though because he saved that dude's cousin. early on in the film. Training Day is a great fucking movie, by the way. But anyway, I walk in this guy's house, and it's like fucking 90 degrees in there. I'm sweating my balls off. There's no decorations on the walls, except for like a picture or a portrait of like some dude. And then the dog was going fucking nuts, just running around in circles, barking at me. But every time I like squatted down to like pet her, she'd sniff me and then start barking again and running around in circles. A fucking maniac. I go in this dude's kitchen, and he just brings out like all these supplements. He's like, I got all this shit. You want this shit? I didn't want that shit, but I thought like, well, what are you selling this shit for? I got it. Like, is he going to give me a deal? Maybe he's going to give me a deal. I'm going to buy all this shit. He's like, I paid this much for it. I'll give it to you for $50. You know what? Fuck it. I'll take it. He actually did give me a crazy good deal on this shit. Like, this shit's easily $100. Easily. He puts it all in like this paper bag and I like walk out of his fucking place. It looked like a fucking drug deal just went by. Like, I used to see this shit in South Buffalo. I can't believe I fucking did that. Sometimes I just can't figure myself out, man. I don't want to talk to anybody under any circumstance, but, you know, occasionally I wander into a stranger's fucking kitchen and just buy supplements off them. I haven't used them yet. I'm afraid they might be laced with something because I'm a maniac. But I got to use them eventually. I paid for them. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter, Johnson Hates You, Instagram, at maybe 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline.